今天晚上我们要看五篇的诗篇。
We will be examining five psalms tonight.
这五篇的诗有一个特点。
There's one thing unique about these five psalms.
就是都是表达诗人热爱圣城和圣殿的诗。
In that these five psalms expresses the fervent love of the psalmist to the temple and the holy city.
诗人因为爱神，所以爱神的殿。
The psalmist loves the temple because he loves God.
诗人因为爱神，所以爱圣城。
The psalmist loves the holy city because he loves God.
我们从这些诗篇里面得到一种的启发。
Here we have this revelation from these psalms.
今天我们也要热爱教会。
Today we are to love our church fervently.
因为教会是神的家。
Because the church is the household of God.
这些诗篇呢，推动我们去爱神的家。
And these psalms motivate us towards loving our church.
我们很想体会这些诗人的心意。
We'd like to experience the mind of the psalmist.
我们要看看他们如何的爱神的殿，神的城。
So we would want to examine how and in what manner he loves the temple and the holy city.
这些诗篇对我们还有一个帮助。
There's another way these psalms are helpful to us.
那就是这些诗人呢，提到他们最爱慕圣殿里的什么。圣城里的什么?
In that, we will examine what are the specific items in the temple and in the holy city that the psalmist so loves.
我们看了以后呢，也要靠着主把这些事物在我们的教会里面建立起来。
And so, having examined these, we will together build up these specific items in our own church.
这就是教会的建造。
This is the building of the church.
神建造教会。
God builds the church.
但是神是透过人建造教会。
And God builds the church via the mechanism of man.
从这些诗篇里面我们看见一个蓝图。
Here we see the blueprint in these psalms.
然后我们按照这个蓝图来建造教会。
And construction will proceed according to this blueprint.
第一篇诗是八十四篇。
We will now turn to Psalm 84.
八十四篇
Psalm 84
我们先看头两节
Psalm 84 verses 1 and 2
我们在这两节里面看见诗人如何爱圣殿
In these two verses we see the love that the psalmist has towards the temple
第一节万军之耶和华啊你的居所何等可爱
How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts.
你的居所何等可爱。
How amiable are thy tabernacles.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠，我的肉体，向永生神呼悦，小子说欢呼。
Verse 2. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God, crieth out in joy, here it means.
在这里，英文圣经比中文圣经更强。
Here, it is more emphatic in the English version.
中文说，我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语。这英文呢，我注意到他说，有用个 faint 这个字，我想更强。
Here the word, by the use of the word fainteth, it shows how much emphasis it is.
他向神来欢呼。
Here he cries in joy to the Lord.
这两节圣经正是表达诗人对圣殿的热爱。
So we see from these two verses the tremendous love the psalmist has for the temple.
那么我们要问了。
So we ask the question.
这个诗人在圣殿里面呢，看见什么
？What is it inside the temple that the psalmist see？
圣殿里面有什么是他最注意的呢
？What is it in the temple that catches his attention？
第三节
，Verse 3 tells us：
万军之耶和华，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，在这里首先提到祭坛。
Here in verse 3 the last part it mentioned even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God。
祭坛有什么特别的意义呢
What does the altar mean specifically?
有两个意义。
There are two meanings.
第一，祭坛是预表我们的主为我们牺牲自己。
The altar typifies the sacrifice of the Lord Himself for our sake.
第二个意义。
The second meaning.
祭坛预表我们属主的人把自己献给主。
The altar typifies for us ourselves as children of God how we sacrifice ourselves for Him.
主把他自己献上，为了我们赎罪。
The Lord has sacrificed Himself for us as a redemption for our sins.
所以祭坛是主献他自己的地方。
So the altar is the place where the Lord sacrifices Himself.
祭坛也是我们被主的爱感动献上自己的地方。
The altar is also the place where we offer up ourselves because we are moved by the love of Christ.
在这样的祭坛那里发生什么事？
Upon this type of altar, what do you think happens?
在这里诗人告诉我们。
Here the psalmist tells us.
在祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝。
Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young.
麻雀在祭坛那里找着自己的住的地方。
It is at the altar where the sparrow founds a house.
燕子在祭坛那里找着生产的地方。
It is at the altar where the swallow finds a nest for her young.
这有什么意义呢？
What does that mean?
表面看好像什么意义也没有。
It seems that it really means nothing.
是不相关的小事，琐碎的事。
It seems the whole collection of trivia here.
但是在其中，我们得到很宝贵的意义。
But there is very precious meaning behind this.
就主的祭坛那一方面来看。
We will examine the altar from the Lord's side.
主接纳一切的人。
The Lord receives everyone to His own.
麻雀很微小。
The sparrow is so small a bird.
没有人注意它。
Very easy to escape attention.
主耶稣说，两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？
The Lord said that the sparrow himself, two of them would not sell for a penny.
哎呀，麻雀算不得什么。
The sparrow is nothing in worth.
没有人注意它。
No one pays any attention to it.
但是主不忽略它。
But the Lord nevertheless neglects him not.
主欢迎他。
He welcomes him.
他在主的祭坛那里找到安身之所。
And it is at the altar of the Lord that the sparrow finds a resting place.
主说了一句话。
The Lord himself said,
翻到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
Come unto me and I will never forsake you.
那个罪恶深重的人，主也接纳。
The sinner heavy with sin is received by the Lord.
人看不起的人，最卑微的人，主也爱他，接纳他。
The lowliest man despised by all is received by the Lord.
这个祭坛多么宝贵。
How precious this altar is.
世上有许多的罪人。
There are all kinds of sinners on this earth.
但是没有一个罪人，如果他愿意到主的面前来，是主所拒绝的。
But there is not one sinner, if he comes before the Lord, that will be rejected by him.
有一次我跟一个弟兄谈话。
One time I was talking to a brother.
谈话以后我们祷告。
And after our conversation, we started to pray.
这祷告里他说。
And in his prayer, he said,
主啊，我感觉我是个罪魁。
Lord, I feel that I am indeed a sinner.
祷告完了以后，
and after that,
我就问他，
I asked him,
你刚才说你是罪魁，
you mentioned about being a sinner in your prayer,
你真是这样感觉吗？
Do you really feel that way?
他说是的。
He said, yes, I do.
他说我犯的罪很多。
I have sinned so many sins, he said.
他说我不能告诉你。
I cannot tell you.
我告诉你的你就不理我了。
Because you will ignore me if I did.
我说我不要你告诉我。
I said, I don't want you to tell me.
你相信主已经赦免你了吗？
Do you believe then the Lord has forgiven you all these sins?
他的眼泪流下。
And his tears fell.
他说我知道主已经赦免我。
He said, yes, I know that the Lord has forgiven me.
我没有问他他犯了什么罪。
I did not ask what his sins were.
但我听他的语气呢，知道他犯过很大的罪。
But it sounds like it was a very heavy sin that he had committed.
他说如果我告诉你你就不会理我了。
He said, if I told you what sin I committed, you will have nothing to do with me anymore.
见不得人的事。
Sins that cannot face man.
当然更见不得神。
And even more so God.
但是主的爱临到他。
But the love of God came upon him.
他来到主的面前。
And he came before the Lord. He opened his heart before the Lord and confessed his sins. And he repented. He accepted the salvation of the Lord. And Christ received him to his own. And there was a tremendous transformation. For all that comes before the Lord, not one will be forsaken. The Lord on his cross extends his hand. As if saying, all sinners can come unto me. Not one will be turned away. From our side of the altar,
麻雀, 很软弱的麻雀,
the sparrow, fragile as he is,
在祭坛那里找到了这个立命的地方, 安身立命的地方,
can start a place where he can establish his life.
他原来是漂流的, 是漂飞的,
where once he was a drifter in the air,
没有家,
where he had no home before,
飞来飞去,
where he flew in driftingness.
现在他有一个定居的地方,
now he had found his abiding place. Just like the Israelites who wandered around the wilderness
漂流40年,
for 40 years,
他们过一个漂流的生活,
they led this nomadic life.
他们不能进迦南,
they could not enter into Canaan.
他们的人生没有目标,
their life had no goal.
有许多的基督徒也是这样,
such is the way as many Christians today.
一直到有一天他们奉献了自己,
until one day when they dedicate themselves to the Lord,
他们来到祭坛这里,
they come before the altar,
把自己摆上祭坛,
and lay himself upon the altar.
那个时候他们的漂流停止,
and at that moment their drifting ceases to be,
他找到了一个安身立命的地方,
because he has found his abode.
从此以后站得住,
from now on, he is able to stand firm. From now on, his life has a goal.
一步一步地进到属灵的迦南美地里面,
and step by step, he progresses into the spiritual Canaan.
整个的人生改观了,
his entire life is changed.
因为他到了祭坛那里,
for the very fact that he has been at the altar.
燕子也是很小的飞鸟,
the swallow, too, is a very small bird. A very ordinary bird. But it is at the altar where she can find her nest to lay her
own.
A place where she can reproduce. The altar is a place for reproduction. When a Christian comes before the altar and lays himself upon the altar, he starts to bear spiritual fruit. A person that has not dedicated himself is a drifter. A person that has not dedicated himself is a person that finds it hard to bear fruit. So you see how important the altar plays in our life. It is very impossible for a Christian that has not dedicated himself to bear fruit. A Christian that has not dedicated himself seems to be on a stroll.
散步和跑和这个赛跑有什么分别?
What is the difference between a stroll and a person running a race?
散步是好像我们中文说的信步而行，信步就是由着脚步，我的脚步到哪里，我就到哪里。
Person taking a walk or a stroll goes wherever his feet takes him.
所以他是他的脚领他的头。
So it is his feet that is guiding his head.
Yeah, 这样的人呢，一定没有目标。
A person like that has no direction. There are many Christians whose feet guide the heads and the hearts. Wherever the feet takes them, there they are.
风从这边吹,
wherever the wind blows, he drifts in that direction.
风从这边吹,
if the wind blows the other direction, there he is.
那个风向定了他的路线,
the direction the wind destines where he will be. He has no direction of his own otherwise. That is taking a stroll. You ask a person who's taking a stroll, where are you going? Well, wherever I walk to. That's the way with some Christians. Wherever they go, that's where they are. Christians like that cannot be an overcoming Christian. They can never reach the destination because they never had a destination. But a person that is running a race is different. He has a goal. And it is towards this goal that he runs. His eyes are fixed on that goal. Nothing else is relevant. It is of one mind and one accord that he runs this race. And so he runs with speed. He would not take circles. But runs a straight course. And he wins. Because he has a goal. A Christian that is dedicated is such a person. So he is able to work for the Lord. We who are in the church, we have to build this altar. We have to explain repeatedly and explicitly this message about dedication. So that all brothers and sisters are very clear upon this truth. So that everyone, all steps will lead towards this step. Because once a person dedicates his life is filled with strength. A weak person can be transformed to a strong person. There's a very famous incident. In the last part of the 18th century,
1792,
there was a man that went to India from England to preach the gospel. The man was William Carey. And he did tremendous work in India. What type of person was he originally? He was a cobbler by trade, a shoemaker. What was so remarkable about a man like that? But after he went to India, he became a botanist. He became a linguist. He was able to have good command of 30-something languages. And he translated the Bible into several languages. He built a university. A shoemaker by trade and yet was accomplishing so much. History tells us that after he arrived in India, he preached very intently the gospel. And his whole life became focused. And God developed all the potential gifts that was in him. Mr. Moody used to carry two magnifying glasses in his pocket. One was a good one, one was a broken one. And he take out the good magnifying glass. And he said, look at this magnifying glass. When the sunlight passes through this lens, there will be a focal point. Where the heat intensity is tremendous, and it's even able to ignite. Then he took out a cracked magnifying glass. He said things are different with this magnifying glass. The same sunlight passes through the same lens, but there is no focal point. There is no effect, therefore. There is no heat. There is no ignition. Totally different. This magnifying glass is dedication itself. Dedication will construct the focal point. And the focal point will have this impact. An undedicated Christian is a Christian without a focal point.
散光是没有用。
Without focal point, light scatters and there is no effect.
大家知道 David Livingston.
We all know David Livingston.
他在非洲的中部来回了30多次。
Who traveled back and forth 30-something times in Central Africa.
他最后的一个生日的时候。
On his last birthday.
他在他的日记里面这样写
He noted in his diary
说耶稣基督
Jesus Christ
我的主
My Lord
我的王
My King
今天我再一次把自己奉献给你
Today I once again rededicate myself to you
最后一个生日
The last birthday
他又奉献
He dedicated himself again
他继续在奉献
And he continued to do so
一直到底
until the very end
他的奉献不是一次过
his dedication was not a one time thing
继续奉献
but rather a continuous process
一直到底
until the very end
那个生日以后不久
not long after this birthday
主把他解去
the Lord received him
怎么样把他解去
how did he receive him
他跪在床前祷告的时候主把他解去
He was kneeling in prayer before his bed, and the Lord took him back.
那是离开世界一个最好的办法。
That is the best way to depart from this earth.
我们看见这些人。
We see all these people.
完全的奉献。
Total dedication.
产生力量。
And we see the power that is generated.
软弱转为刚强。
Where weakness becomes strength.
我们求神在他的教会里面呢。多兴起奉献的人
And we ask that the Lord will grant to us dedicated lives in our church.
去年的一月
Last January,
我参加一个冬令会
I went to a winter conference.
大概有600大学生参加
There are about 600 college students.
在加拿大的东部
It was in the east part of Canada.
有一位讲员晚上讲到
There was an evening speaker.
我在早上讲
I was the morning speaker
那天晚上
That evening
有131个青年奉献
There were 131 young people that dedicated their lives
他们到台前来
They came up and responded to the altar call
我坐在当中的地方
I sat in the central part
靠边上
Near the edge
我听到很受感动
And I was very touched
那么我很想来到台前
And I had this urge to walk up also
但是不好意思
But I was rather embarrassed
他们20几岁我60岁
They were all 20 something years old I was 60 something years old
我怎么好和他们一起到台前奉献
How can I walk up with these young people
我没有上去
I did not go up
但是我坐在那里低头祷告再奉献
But I know I bowed my head in prayer and I dedicated my life again
我说主啊我再一次把自己奉献给你
And I said to the Lord once again I will dedicate my life to you Lord Brothers and sisters,
求神在他的教会里面兴起更多更多奉献的人。
Grant that the Lord will give us more and more rededicated lives in our church.
你奉献了吗
？Have you dedicated your life?
你把自己放在祭坛上了吗
？Have you laid yourself on the altar?
你为主而活吗
？Do you live your life with God?
你的生命里面有焦点吗
？Do you have a focal point in your life?
你的人生的意义是什么
What is the meaning of your life?
你的目标是什么
What is the goal of your life?
如果你还没有奉献
If you have not dedicated yourself
今天晚上你愿意奉献吗
Are you willing to dedicate your life to Christ tonight?
我们再看第二篇诗
Let us go to the second psalm
87篇
Psalm 87
我们先看头三节
Psalm 87 verses 1 through 3 first
87篇头三节，我读给大家听。
Psalm 87 verses 1 to 3。
耶和华所立的根基在圣山上，他爱锡安的门，胜于爱雅各一切的住处。神的城啊，有荣耀的事，乃是指着你说的。
Psalm 87 verses 1 to 3。His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob.Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God.
你看世人多么爱圣城。
Here you see how much love the psalmist has for the holy city.
他说圣城的根基是耶和华立的。
He said the foundation of the holy city is established by the Lord.
他说圣城锡安是耶和华爱的。
The Lord himself loves the Zion.
第三节他说神的城啊有荣耀的事 是指着你说的。
The truth and glorious things of thee are spoken, O city of God.
那就是说，在这个城的历史里面，有各样神奇妙的作为。
In other words, throughout the history of the city, you can see the mighty handiwork of God.
一连三节表达世人对圣城的热爱。
Three consecutive verses here that show us the fervent love the psalmist has for the holy city.
那么我们要问了。
So we ask the question.
在世人的心中。
In the psalmist's mind.
这个圣城的哪一部分最可爱呢？
What is it about the holy city that he loves most?
第二节。
Verse 2 tells us.
他特别提到门。
He mentions especially the Lord loveth the gates.
他爱西安的门。
He says the Lord loveth the gates of Zion.
这个门是什么意思？
What does the gate typify?
我们来看看下面的解释。
Let us go into the explanation in the following verses.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
论到西安，必说这一个那一个都生在其中，而且至高者必亲自建立这城。
And of Zion it shall be said, This and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her.
诗人说在锡安城的门里面呢。
He said, the psalmist, that within the gates of Zion,
有许多的人生在其中。
There are so many people that were born within these gates.
他用六个字来表达，这一个，那一个，这一个，那一个，很多个的人生在那里。
He says, this and that man, meaning a lot of people.
那么我们要问这个那一个是指着什么人说
And we ask the question Who is this and who is that?
第四节
Verse 4 tells us
我要提起撒哈拉哈伯和巴比伦人是在认识我之中的看那、腓力士和推罗并故事人个个生在那里
Verse 4 says I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me Behold Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia This man was born there
这一个那一个就是腓力士人、推罗人、古斯人。
This and that meant the people from Philistia, Tyre, and Ethiopia.
从许多国家来的。
People from many countries.
那么立刻我们看见一个矛盾。
And immediately we see the contradiction.
为什么这许多的外国的国家的人生在西安呢
？How can all these foreign people be born in Zion then?
可见这是属灵的意思。
So you know that there's a spiritual meaning behind here.
全世界各国的人都生在西安。
It means nations from all over the world are born in Zion.
再看第六节。
Verse 6.
当耶和华记录万民的时候
，The Lord shall count when He reckoned up the people.
他要点出这个生在那里。
That this man was born there.
这里又省掉了那一个哈，只说了这一个。这一个就是代表这个那一个。
So here we see this and that, meaning that here.
啊，也许今天晚上以后你们会得到另外一个成语，这个那一个，这个那一个。
And that might become a saying for you.
这个那一个就代表所有的人。
This and that now we know means all people.
这里说记录万民的时候，万国的人包括在内。
The Lord shall count when He writes up the people of the whole world.
感谢主，锡安的门是救恩的门。
We thank the Lord because the gates of Zion are the gates of salvation.
世界上许许多多人的就生在。神的城里面
And all those that are born, are reborn with salvation are born within the city.
啊，现在我们很清楚了。
Now we are clear.
这个西安的门就是得救的门。
Gates of Zion are the gates of salvation.
这个门是耶和华最爱的。
And this is the gate that the Lord loves most.
这个门是世人最爱的。
This is the gate that the psalmist loves most.
很宝贵。
How precious that is.
今天我们在教会里面要建立这个救恩门。
Today the church is to build up the gates of salvation.
有的教会啊没有救恩门。
There are some churches that have no gates of salvation.
他们不传福音。
They do not spread the gospel.
这个救恩门关上了。
The gates of salvation are closed.
不但关上，还把门拴上。
Not only are they closed, they are bolted.
这个门中文这个门栓的栓的写法很有意思。
The way the word bolted or barricaded in Chinese is written in a very unique way.
现在我要问青年了。
I'm going to ask the young people here.
你们会写门栓的栓字吗
？Do you know how to write that Chinese word?
有人知道吗？他知道。有人做代表知道哈。
Okay, evidently they do.
他代表他们知道。
There's one man, there's one representative that does.
这个栓呢，就是一个门字里面一划。
There is just one line inside the character door.
很容易记得啊。
Simple enough.
这个门上有一条栓，把它栓住。
Here there is a horizontal line depicting a barricade, the door.
82年 滕师母和我到北京去。
In 1982, Mrs. Teng and I visited Beijing.
我们参观这个很多大的建筑物。
And we visited many edifices.
有古代的宫殿。
There were old time palaces.
我们看见许多的大门。
And we see all kinds of gates.
这个大门关上的时候。
And when these gates are closed,
要有几个人抬起那个门栓呢，把它扣上。
It takes several people to bolt it down.
关上以后啊，扣上有时候也开不了。
And you cannot open it after that.
有的教会啊，就是这样的，把旧的门关上了，还栓上了，没有人能开。
And it is this way that some churches have these gates of salvation not only closed but barricaded when no one can open it anymore.
他们自己不想传福音，也不要别人传福音。
They have no desire to spread the gospel, and neither have they any desire for other people to do so.
哎呀，这是很可惜。
That is very tragic.
西安的门是福音门。是救恩门。
The gates of Zion are the gates of the gospel, the gates of salvation.
今天每一间教会应该建立救恩门。
And it is imperative that every church build up these gates of salvation.
奥运会刚刚过去。
The Olympic Games have been just over.
大家知道奥运会有2000多年的历史。
We know that these games have a history dating back in 2000 years.
在古代的希腊已经有。这个奥林匹克运动会。
When these Olympic Games started in ancient Greece.
在那个时候。
In those days.
这个奥运会里面有一个比赛的节目很特别。
There was one game or one competition that was very unique.
今天的这个奥运会里面呢，有一部分是像它的。
And there's a portion of today's Olympic Games that's rather similar.
这个节目呢有三部分。
There's three parts to that game.
第一部分。
First of all.
他们点起一个大的火把。
First they light up this huge torch.
那么所有参加比赛的人自己手里一个小火把。
And every competitor will hold a small torch in their own hand.
他们就到这个大火把那里点起来自己小火把。
And they will approach this big torch and ignite their own small one.
这是第一部分。
First step.
第二部分。
Then secondly.
赛跑。
They race.
每一个赛跑者拿着火把赛跑。
And every competitor will run with his lighted torch.
跑的时候有两个条件。
There are two conditions that must be fulfilled.
第一要跑得快。
First,Speed is important.
第二，火把不熄灭。
Secondly, the flame must not die out.
啊，那个时候的火把和今天不同。今天的火把，你跑得多，无论多快都不会熄灭。
The flame is different from today. No matter how fast you run today, the fire does not go out on that torch.
那个时候他们要小心。
But they had to watch it then.
要跑得快，又要保持火把不熄灭。
They must run with the fastest speed, but keeping that flame ignited.
第三部分。
Thirdly.
这个选手跑完一段的时候
Having run a certain portion
要把火把交给第二棒第二个人
The competitor will transfer this torch to another one
那一个人继续跑
And who will continue on the race
这叫接力赛跑
That is the relay
接力赛跑2000多年的历史
The relay has a history of 2000 something years
这个三部分合在一起
And so with these three parts to that competition
最后的优胜者才是真的得胜
The last person is the true winner
今天教会也是参加这个比赛。
Today the church is involved in this relay race.
每一个基督徒手里有一个火把。
Every Christian has a torch of his own.
这是福音的火把。
That is the torch of salvation of the gospel.
我们要奔跑福音的路程。
And we are to run this course of the gospel.
还要保持我们的福音的火把不熄灭。
And our torch of gospel must be kept lighted.
还要递下去给别人。
And what we must do is to pass it on to the next runner.
一代一代的传下去
generation to generation
我很高兴看见好多的青年在我们中间
I'm glad to see there are so many young people among us
你们是接棒人呢
You are the person that's waiting in line for that torch
这个火把要递给你们
The torch is yours next
你们接过来以后还要继续的奔跑
And when it's your turn, you take that over and you will continue to run
感谢主这个火把已经传递了2000年
We thank the Lord because this torch has been transferred and running for 2000 years
越递越传这个范围越广
And the more it is passed on, the wider territory it covers
今天全世界都有福音的火把
Today, worldwide, there is the torch of the gospel
感谢赞美
And we thank and praise the Lord
2000年以前
2000 years ago
主耶稣讲了一句话
Jesus Christ himself said
他说我的福音要传遍天下
that my gospel will spread throughout the world
哎呀这个话当时听起来很难接受
it sounded hard to believe and accept in those days
如果我当时在场
if I were there when he said it
我听见一个人在那讲话有人围住他听
And when I hear someone speaking and there's surrounded by a group,
就是耶稣在讲话。
Jesus Christ was speaking.
那么我也透过去听听看看热闹。
Then I go in and join the crowd to see what was going on.
我听见耶稣说。
Then I'd hear Jesus.
他的福音要传遍天下。
Proclaiming that his gospel will be spread worldwide.
我听了这个话有什么感觉？
How would I feel?
我一定很怀疑。
I would have great doubt.
我看看他的门徒。
I look at his disciples.
除了打鱼的还是打鱼的。
They were fishermen and there were more fishermen.
无学无术。
They were all there.
没有地位。
They had no position.
没有什么权势。
They had no authority.
凭了什么把耶稣的福音传遍天下？
On what basis would they spread this gospel worldwide?
绝对不可能。
Impossible.
一百个、一千个、一万个不可能。
100,000 and more. Impossible.
这是很自然的结论。
That's a very natural conclusion.
但事实上呢？
But in fact,
这个话应验。
It is fulfilled.
耶稣的福音传遍了世界。
The gospel is worldwide today.
无论哪一个国家。
No matter what nation,
都有福音传道。
The gospel has been there.
都有十字架的记号。
The cross is there as a sign.
都有唱诗赞美主的人。
There are hymns and people who sing hymns there.
都有把火把举起的人。
There are people who have raised this torch.
由此可见。
So we can see now
讲这个话的耶稣是历史的主。
That the man who said this, Jesus Christ, is the Lord of history.
他的计划一定成全。
And his plans will be fulfilled.
感谢主。
And we thank God.
今天我们手中有火把。
Today each one of us holds a torch in his hand.
我们有福音可信，又有福音可传。
We have a gospel to believe and a gospel to spread.
我们接受了福音。
We receive the gospel,
还要传福音。
And we will pass the gospel on.
这是我们的责任。
That is our responsibility.
每一间教会的责任。
It is the responsibility of each church.
求主兴起我们来。
Grant that God will revive us there.
努力的传福音。
That we will spread the gospel in all earnest.
在香港我见过一个弟兄。
I saw a brother in Hong Kong.
从中国大陆出来。
That came from China.
我跟他谈话。
And I talked to him.
他告诉我说。
He told me.
在他的家庭聚会里面。
In his family worship.
他带领过201个人信主。
He had led 201 persons to the Lord.
一个人带了201个人信主。
One man that led 201 people to God.
透过他的家庭聚会。
Through his own family worship.
可能吗？
Is that possible?
这是个事实。
It is a fact.
这福音本是神的大能。
Because the gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的人。
To all those that believe.
福音的能力。
The power of the gospel.
圣灵的能力。
The power of the Holy Spirit.
宝血的能力。
The power of the precious blood.
足够。
That is sufficient.
福音不会失败。
The gospel never fails.
感谢。
And we praise God for it.
是我们传福音不会失败。
So when we spread the gospel, we will never fail.
我们可以欢欢喜喜传福音。
So we spread the gospel with joy and happiness.
第三篇是
The third psalm we turn into
122篇
is Psalm 122.
我们看第一节
First one.
人对我说我们往耶和华的殿去我就欢喜
First one of Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord.
这是诗人的感觉
Here this is the feeling of the psalmist.
他听到耶和华的殿
He hears the temple of the Lord. He wants to go. He loves to go. He loves the house of God.
第二节,
Verse 2.
耶路撒冷啊, 我们的脚站在你的门内。
Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
这是他的光荣。
That is his glory.
他能够属于这个圣殿。
That he belongs in this temple.
他能属于圣城。
That he belongs to the holy city.
他的脚站在圣城的地上。
That his feet stands within the holy city.
这件事是他所夸耀的。
This is something he can boast of.
这是他的喜乐。
That is his joy.
这是他的权利。
It is prerogative.
那么我们要问
And so we ask the question
这一位诗人他欣赏圣城的什么呢
What is it about the holy city that the psalmist appreciates most?
第三节
Verse 3 tells us
耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城
Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together
哎呀，他登高下望
He is high up and he views down.
哎呀，他看见耶路撒冷很美。
He sees a beautiful city, Jerusalem.
为什么美？
Why is it beautiful?
这个房屋连罗得很整齐。
They are compacted together neatly.
不是乱七八糟。
It is not scattered.
是有计划的。
There is plan there.
有联系的。
There is a relationship.
井井有条。
And everything is in order.
是有组织的。
There is organization.
有计划的。
There is planning.
我们为什么爱圣？我爱。教会。
Why do we love the church?
神对他的教会有计划。
Because God has a plan for his church.
当基督的教会里面的弟兄姊妹互相为肢体的时候，
When the brothers and sisters of this church becomes a body,
互相做肢体，
becomes members of this body,
互相有团契，
When there is fellowship with anybody,
互相有交通，
When there is communication,
每一个人站在自己的岗位上。
When everyone stands in his own role.
与主有一个好的关系。
When the relationship with God is excellent.
弟兄姊妹彼此个好的关系。
And the relationship between brothers and sisters are excellent.
井井有条。
Everything is orderly.
这个美好的属灵的组织。
It is a wonderful spiritual organization.
这真是美好。
And that is beautiful in itself.
真是可爱。
It is lovely in itself.
这是我们的天父最欣赏。
This is what our Heavenly Father appreciates most.
哎呀，保罗被圣灵感动。
Paul moved by the Holy Spirit.
他用一个身人的身体来形容教会。
Describes the church as a person's body.
这真是很恰当。
How apt a description.
人的身体也真是很奇妙。
The human body is a wonderful thing.
各肢体联合起来，合成一个身体。
Every member is united together to form one body.
是联络的最恰最妥当。
And it is very appropriated.
有一次一个医生告诉我。
A physician once told me.
他说一个人的手有153块骨头。
There's 153 pieces of bones in a man's hand.
哎呀，我看看我的手真不像。
It doesn't look like it if you look at the hand.
153块骨头。
153 pieces of bones.
这样配合得这么好。
And yet they all fit so well together.
要怎么用就怎么用。
And totally to your use.
哎，这个大拇指分开一点呢，这样拿得很方便。
The thumb in conjunction with the forefinger.
哎，我想，如果要我去发明一只手的话。
If I were to invent a hand.
如果我从来没有见过人的手，也没见过动物的手。
Had I never seen a hand before, human or otherwise.
要我去发明一只手。
And I am to invent a hand.
我不晓得发明出来的是不是像一个铲的。
I wonder if I would produce a shovel instead.
这个最聪明的科学家。
The most brilliant scientist.
也不能够。设计出来这样的一只手。
It's unable to come up with a better design.
现在的机器人。
Here are the robots of today.
还是学这个神的作品哈。
It's still simulating the handiwork of God.
但是这个机器人的手和你的手同不同？
But the hand of the robot, is it different from yours?
如果你不大清楚，你去比一比看。
We should make a comparison one time.
很大的分别。
Quite a difference.
这个。配合得非常的恰当。
Everything fits so well together.
神的家也是这样。
This is the way the house of God.
教会也是这样。
This is the way with the church.
所以教会是一个得救的人彼此联系的好的地方。
So the church is a place for all believers to join together and fit together.
当我们彼此有交通的时候。
When we have fellowship one with another.
彼此帮助的时候。
When we help one another.
彼此团契的时候。
When we have fellowship and join to communicate with one another.
彼此代祷的时候。
When we intercede for one another.
彼此关心的时候。
When we care for one another.
哎，我们的天父看了，我们就很美丽。
Our Heavenly Father sees us as one beautiful picture.
是个可爱的教会。
A lovely church.
有的基督徒是个人主义者。
There are some Christians that are individualists.
我得救了，就够了。
I am saved, that's enough.
其他的都不理了。
I don't care what else what happens.
我的关系就是和主的关系。
My relationship, as far as I'm concerned, is that between me and God.
我和什么人都没有关系。
I have nothing to do with anyone else.
有的人以为啊，只要和主有关系就够了。
They think that that relationship with God is sufficient.
那不是圣经的道理。
But that's not what the Bible teaches.
圣经告诉我。
The Bible tells us.
有两种的联系。
There are two types of joining.
两种的团契。
There are two types of fellowship.
两种的交通。
There are two types of communication.
纵面的就是上下的。
There's a vertical one.
我们和主的关系。
And that between ourselves and God.
还有横面的。
Then there's a horizontal one.
我们和弟兄姊妹的关系。
That is the relationship between brothers and sisters.
如果没有平面的这个关系。
Without this horizontal relationship.
我们纵面的关系显不出来。
The vertical relationship cannot be expressed.
如果单有横面的关系
If we just have horizontal relationship
那不过是社交而已
That becomes just a mere form of socializing
有的教会单单有平面的关系
There are some churches that only have this horizontal relationship
他们很聪明用很多的方法来维持关系
They are very ingenious devices to maintain relationships within the church
但是没有生命
But there is no life
也有的教会
Then there are other churches
只注意上下的关系
Just emphasizing the vertical relationship.
没有注意平面的关系。
They neglect the horizontal one.
这个也不完全。
That is incomplete also.
这是偏差。
That is deviating.
有一个人这样说。
It was said once.
一个基督徒不是基督徒。
One Christian does not make Christian.
这个话有点过分，不错。
That is a little bit overstressed.
但是他的意思很值得我们注意。
But the meaning is there.
他的意思就是说。
He means.
基督徒真正基督徒的生活是个团契的生活
A true Christian life is a fellowship life
是一个生命交通的生活
It is a flow of life
如果没有生命的交通
Without this interflow
这个基督徒的生活就不能完成它的意义
The Christian life cannot be expressed in its own meaning
所以他一个基督徒不是基督徒
So he said one Christian does not make a Christian
因为没有基督徒的生活就不是基督徒
Because without a Christian life, it does not, a Christian life is not expressed
没有交通的生活就不是属灵的生活
Without this fellowship life, it is not a spiritual life
所以一个基督徒不是基督徒
So one Christian does not make a Christian
主要我们彼此有交通
The Lord wants us to fellowship one with another
我们彼此的关系影响太大了
Because there's so much impact when there's this relationship across
有一次在香港
There was once in Hong Kong
我到香港
Those that are from Hong Kong, you will know where Chang Chau is.
如果你想到香港找蚊子最多的地方，你就到常州就对。
If you want to find the heartland of mosquitoes, then that's the place to be.
在那里夏令会呢，一定要预备蚊香。
And so you have to burn this mosquito repellent incense.
每天晚上要点蚊香才能睡觉。
Every night you have to light this incense to keep away the mosquitoes.
有天晚上我要睡觉了。
So one night when it was bedtime for me,
我就把这个蚊香拿出来。
I took out this incense.
哎呀，发现那个盒子里面只有蚊香，没有架子。
And found that there was just this coil of incense, but there was no stand to burn it.
那怎么办呢
？So what was I going to do?
我想来想去。
So I thought.
只有一个办法。
There's only one thing to do.
就是把有的蚊香放在下面做架子，上面放个蚊香点起来。
And so I have to separate some of that coil to be the base, and then light the top layer.
好了，我点起来了。
So I did.
睡觉了。
And I went to bed.
过了不久。
After a while,
很强的这个蚊香的味道把我弄醒了。
You can see, I could smell this, the very strong odor of this incense.
我仔细看看。
But then I looked.
原来不但上面的蚊香燃烧，下面的也燃烧。
Not only was the top coil burned, the lower level was also burning.
为什么一起燃烧
？So why were they ignited together?
因为靠得很近。
Because they were in such close proximity.
靠得近就影响。
And there was impact.
我们的交通也是这样。
This is the way with our fellowship.
一个人热心。
One person who loves the Lord
接近他的人也受他影响
will affect all those that he comes in contact with.
他们也会热心起来
They too will be infected.
一个人冷
If a person is cold
不但自己冷他也放冷气
Not only is he cold, he spreads this cold chill around him.
靠近他的人都冷下来
And anyone that comes in contact with him is chilled.
有的人说
There's some people who say
我热心是我的事我冷但是我的事
Well, if I'm hot or cold, it is my business.
不关别人
It has nothing to do with anyone else.
这个话不真
But that's not right.
每一个人都影响别人
Because everyone will affect someone else.
没有一个人是真正自己生活
No man lives his own life, so to speak.
感谢主
Praise God.
他给我们影响力
He has given us the power to affect.
我们每一个人都可以影响别人
And we have the ability to affect those around us.
都可以帮助别人
We are able to help those around us.
都可以让别人也热心起来
We can encourage other people to be loving to the Lord too.
我们再看
Let us go on.
这个世人还欣赏圣城里面的什么呢
What else does the psalmist love about the holy city?
第五节
Verse 5
因为在那里设立审判的宝座就是大卫家的宝座
For there are set thrones of judgment the thrones of the house of David
圣城里面有大卫家的宝座
Within the holy city are the thrones of the house of David
读圣经的人都知道
Those that read the Bible will know
大卫家的宝座是个预表
that the thrones of the house of David symbolizes something.
预表基督的宝座
It symbolizes the throne of Jesus Christ.
在教会里面有基督的宝座
Within the church, there need to be a throne of Christ.
对啊，这是我们要建立的
This is something we have to build in our church.
什么叫宝座
What is the throne?
就是权柄
Power.
在宝座下面的人
All those under the throne
接受宝座上的权柄
will accept the authority and power from this throne
接受坐宝座者的主权
and will admit the lordship of the person seated on the throne
我们在教会里面要建立宝座
In the church we are to build this throne
不是人的宝座
Not a throne of man
是基督的宝座
But the throne of Christ
我们接受基督的主权
We accept the lordship of Christ himself.
有一次我到美国来。
One time I came to the United States.
在一些美国的青年弟兄姊妹当中讲道。
And I was speaking among some young people in the United States.
我在那里发现他们有一个很好的习惯。
And I thought there was, I saw a very good habit there they practiced.
他们见面握手的时候。
After they shake hands when they see each other.
他们习惯发一个问题。
They like to ask.
一面握手一面问。
And they'll ask it when they're shaking hands.
Is Christ the Lord of your life? 基督是你的人生之主吗？他这样问的时候
And when asked
那个对面的人呢
The answer comes
就回答了
As
Yes, definitely so 这是他们的一问一答
And so you see the answer and the response there
很有意思
Very meaningful
这让我想到四十多年前
And it brings to mind 40 years ago
在中国大陆
In China,
有些基督徒之间也有一个习惯。
There was this habit practiced among the Christians there.
他们见面的时候啊
，when they greet each other,
他们没有拉手。
They don't shake hands.
不会拉手。
They don't shake hands in those days.
那个时候拉手很特别的。
It would be very strange to shake one's hand.
那么他们问问题。
But they asked the question.
你得救了吗
？Are you saved?
哎呀，这个问题有的人很讨厌。
And it sometimes it becomes a rather offensive question.
口里不讲。
They don't say it.
心里讲。
But they know it in their hearts.
多管闲事。
None of your business.
多管闲事。
What is business is yours.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord when the Holy Spirit works.
圣灵借着这个问题感动人。
The Holy Spirit has moved many lives through this question.
有人心里想。
Some people think in their hearts.
我得救了没有？
Am I saved?
我真的得救了吗？
Am I truly saved?
我与主有生命的关系吗？
Do I have a life relationship with the Lord?
我真是属主吗？
Do I truly belong to him?
哎呀，他们自己问自己。
They start asking themselves these questions.
结果明白了。
And now they understand.
接受主了。
Accept the Lord.
重生得救。
They are reborn to life.
这些美国的弟兄姊妹。
These brothers and sisters in the United States.
他们不是不注重得救。
It's not that they de-emphasize salvation.
他们是更进一步。
But they go one more step.
得救以后。
After salvation.
在彼此勉励、提醒、接受主的主权。
They're encouraging one another, reminding one another to accept the lordship of Christ in our lives.
主不但是我们的救主。
Not only is the Lord our Savior.
也是我们的主。
He is the Lord of our lives.
所以耶稣基督的全名是什么？
So what is the full name of Jesus Christ?
主救主耶稣基督。
The Lord, the Savior, Jesus Christ.
有人说这是你造出来的吧
And you say, well, it's your own creation, is it not?
有证据。
I have evidence.
在彼得后书。
In 2 Peter,
有四次这样讲。
Four times it's mentioned.
主救主耶稣基督。
The Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ.
我不告诉你们章节
I'm not going to give you the text
你们自己找一找
You'd have to go through it yourself
四次
Four times
有彼得后书三章
In 2 Peter chapter 3
有四次这样讲
Four times this is used
而彼得后书的主要的信息是什么
And what is the main message of 2 Peter
就是在恩典和真理上有长进
And that is true growth in the spirit and in the grace
长进是彼得后书的主题
The theme of 2 Peter is on growth
在这样的一卷书里面
And in a text that emphasizes this
主的完全的名字出现
The entire name of our Lord comes here
他是我的救主
He is my Savior
也是我的主
He is Lord of my life
接受他的救恩
I accept his salvation
又接受他的主权
I accept his lordship
哎呀，这件事与我们的长进很有关系。
And that has direct bearing on our growth.
有许多基督徒在家里墙上有很好看的一个镜框，里面有一句话说：“耶稣基督是这一家的 无形的客人，你在那儿听每一句谈话。
There's this very popular hanging in Christian families said that the Lord Jesus Christ is the invisible guest of this house, the silent listener to every word.
That's the exact wording. 这个装饰很有意思。
And that is a very meaningful ornament.
有主在那听每个人谈话。
The Lord is listening on our every conversation.
所以家里我们的谈话很重要。
So watch what you say at home.
如果在那里吵架的话就不大好听了。
If you are quarreling, it's not very pleasant to the ear.
如果想到主在那听就不大好意思了。
And if you know that the Lord is listening, it becomes embarrassing.
他是个客人。
He is the guest.
很好。
Good.
但是问题在哪里？
But what's the problem?
有许多的基督徒单单让耶稣做客人，不让他做主人。
Many Christians keep him that way, as a guest, not as the Lord of the house.
这个客人和主人之间分别很大。
It's quite a difference between the guest and the Lord of the house.
如果你是个客人，
if you are the guest,
那你说话也很小心。
Then you have to watch what you say.
主人不欢喜听的你不要讲。
You better not say what the host does not want to hear.
做客人要看主人的面色。
The guest has to watch the reaction of his host.
要讨好主人。
So that he would not offend his host.
主在我们的生命中。
The Lord is in our lives.
在我们的生活中。
And in our living.
在我们整个的人生中。
He is an entire being.
他是主人还是客人？
Is he a guest or is he the Lord?
是我们做主还是他做主？
Are we taking lordship or is he?
这个关系很大。
The relationship is very crucial.
我们的灵命长进不长进，就看主对我们的地位是如何。
And the role that God plays in our lives determines our spiritual growth.
让我们建立基督的宝座在教会里面。
So let us within our church build up the throne of Christ.
第七节。
The seventh verse.
愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。
Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces.
世人很注意这个圣城里面的这个后宫。
Here the psalmist pays special attention to the palaces.
这个宫内是什么人住？
Who lives within the palaces?
领袖住在宫内。
The leaders live in these palaces.
这里说愿你宫内兴旺。
He said, prosperity within thy palaces.
那就是领袖兴旺。
Here, prosperity within thy leaders.
今天在教会里面这个很重要。
Now that's very important in the church.
领袖兴旺，教会就兴旺。
It is when the leaders prosper that the church will prosper.
谁是领袖？
So who are the leaders?
牧师是领袖。
Is the minister the leader?
传道人是领袖。
All the ministers and the preachers.
长老是领袖。
The elders.
执事是领袖。
The deacons.
主日学老师是领袖。
Sunday school teachers.
在圣工上有份的人是领袖。
Anybody that is involved in the sacred ministry.
他们的灵性如何？
The spiritual state of these people.
影响教会很大。
Will impact the church.
所以领袖有很大的追求的责任。
So there is a great responsibility for these leaders to pursue this growth.
一个做领袖的人
a person that is a leader
在主的面前有特别的地位
has a special role before God
也有特别的责任
and has also a special mandate
你看在雅各书第五章
so we see in James chapter 5
在那里雅各说
here James tells us
如果人有人有病就请教会的长老来为他祷告
if someone is sick then let him ask the elders of the church to come pray for him
我记得从前读到这里我不明白不明白。
I remember in the past when I read this, I couldn't understand this.
我心里想。
I thought to myself.
这个长老和弟兄姊妹有什么分别？
But what's the difference between an elder and the rest of the brothers and sisters?
圣经不是说每一个基督徒都是祭司吗？
Did not the Bible tell us that all brothers and sisters were priests unto the Lord?
圣经不是说我们在神的面前祷告的权利是一样吗？
Did not the Bible say that the privilege of prayer is equal footing to everyone?
那么为什么要请个长老来祷告
？So why should we invite an elder to pray for us？
后来我明白。
Then I understood later。
长老在神的面前有个代表性的地位。
The elder before God has a special symbolic position。
那是个权利。
It is a representation of authority.
也是个责任。
And a responsibility.
哪里有权利，哪里就有责任。
Because where there is prerogative, there is responsibility.
多给谁，就向谁多要。
The more granting one, the more demanded one is to be returned.
权利和责任不能分开。
And there is no separation between the prerogative and responsibility.
一个教会领袖是有地位的人。
The leader has a special role.
这是他的权利。
That is his prerogative.
但是不要忘记他有特别的责任。
But don't forget, with it comes special duty.
他跌倒的时候。
And when he falls,
他违背神旨意的时候。
When he goes against the will of God,
那个责任更大。
The responsibility becomes even greater.
所以我们接受，享受权利的时候要记得责任。
So when we enjoy of our privileges, we are to remember our responsibilities.
那么我们要问。
So then we ask the question.
领袖怎么兴旺?
How do these leaders prosper?
他们要追求。
They have to pursue.
怎么追求?
How do they pursue?
要学习。
They have to learn.
今天华人教会有一个好现象。
There is one good symptom among the Chinese church today.
就是有一个学习的风气。
And there is this attitude of learning.
有许多教会啊，有这个长子的学习班。
There are many, in many churches, these special classes for the elders and deacons.
有的长老很大年纪了。
There are some elders who indeed are very elderly.
他们也参加这个长子训练班。
But they go through these training sessions too.
后来这个大家感觉这个长子训练班，训练两个字不好听，变成长子研讨班。
So they found that the training was rather harsh, so they started to change the name into a discussion session.
但是字句不同，意思还是一样。
Whatever it is, the content is the same.
不过不会让长老那么伤心。
It's just not to offend these elderly elders.
但是。不但长老要学习
But not only do these elders need to learn
牧师也学习
That the pastor needs to learn
教牧人员研讨班
So now they include the discussion seminars for pastors and the church leaders
不好意思说牧师训练班
They don't want to say training sessions for pastors
还是一样
This content is still the same, whatever you call it
大家都学
So everyone learns
谦卑地学
We learn in humbleness
觉得自己不够
We learn because we feel we are not equipped
追求
We pursue
这就有希望
Then there is hope
我们的希望在这里
Here builds our hope
这个日本的商业，这个商业很发达
We see
企业很发达
The rise of the Japanese enterprise
有一个原因
There's one reason
每一年
Every year
每一个高级的资源要受训练
There is one high level managementmember that will have to receive special training at least 2 weeks of training
高级资源都要受训练
top level executives
经理要受训练
management
这是一个定律的
and that becomes a law
没有例外
no exceptions
他们觉得这是应该的
they feel that that is what needs to be done
所以他们进步
and so you see progress
今天我们也有这样精神
today we should have this attitude also
你看在这个圣经旧约的原文里面
We see in the Old Testament in the original text
有一个字很有意思
There's one special word that is very meaningful
就是教书的教这个字
And that is the word teach
这个字从哪里来呢
Where does this word come from?
是从这个学这个字来的
It comes from the word blood
这个学这个字它的加强的形式 The intensified form of the word to learn is to teach这是很有意思的。
So that is very meaningful.
这个学的好了就教了。
The more you learn, then you are able to teach.
英文也是这样哈。
The same way in English.
You learn, then you become learned. 中文还不是一样吗？
It's same way in Chinese.
学问。
You learn and you ask.
问是不晓得才问呢。
You ask because you do not know.
就你问，就是学，后来你有学问。
So the more you ask, the more you learn, and then you become learned.
我在印尼工作一年。
I worked in Indonesia for 1 year.
我学了一点印尼文。
And I learned the native language there.
我也发现印尼文里面也是一样。
And I found that same concept there.
这个学和教同一个字根。
That the root of the word teach is the same as the root of the word learn.
这都给我们看见。
So we see now.
如果你要好，就必须学。
If you want to excel, you must learn.
要进步，就必须学。
If you want to improve, you must learn.
你看在 这个使徒行传里面。
We see that in the Acts of the Apostles.
信徒都叫门徒。
All the believers were called disciples.
门徒是学者。
The disciples
是一个学的人。
Is a person that is learning.
在使徒行传里面44次用门徒门徒门徒。
And the word disciple is used 44 times in the Acts.
信徒只有两次。
The word the believers only twice.
每一个信徒都应该做门徒。
Every Christian should become a believer.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
教会的希望在这里。
This is where the hope of the church lies.
我的时间到了。
My time is up.
我今天早晨太相信说没有报告这句话。
I took the word that there would be no announcements.
所以我讲长了一点，但是后来还是很多报告。
I extended my message, but in the end, there was still a lot of announcements.
不但有很多报告，是比平常更多一点。
In fact, there were more announcements than usual.
那么今天呢？我就不再相信没有报告。
So I'm not going to take you at word value anymore.
所以我就要停止。
So I'm going to stop here tonight.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们再一次的同心感谢你。
Father, we thank you of one heart.
你爱教会。
That you love your church.
主，你的话告诉我们，基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
And that thy word has told us that Christ loves the church and gave himself for the church.
主，我们愿意爱你，所以爱你的教会。
Lord, we willing to love you and we want to love the church.
就好像世人因为爱主而爱教主的圣城圣殿一样。
As much as how the psalmist loves you and loves the holy city and your temple.
主啊，我们从这些诗篇里面学习。
Father, we learn from these psalms.
求主帮助我们建立救恩门。
And we ask that you help us build the gates of salvation.
帮助我们建立祭坛。
Help us build altars.
帮助我们在教会中建立基督的宝座。
Help us build the throne of Christ within our church.
让我们能够联络整齐。
So that we can connect and join fitly.
每一个属你的人站在自己的岗位上侍奉。
That each one of us that belong to you will stand in the appropriate roles and service.
愿你能够欣赏你的教会。
So that you can admire your church.
主啊，听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
奉主的名。
For we pray in thy name.
Amen. Amen.